The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, Gil. How are you?
I am fine. Well, except, you know, we're in the thick of tax season, so there's that. So there's good news, though, because I'm a homeowner, and what can homeowners avail themselves to in terms of tax breaks?
Well, if you itemize, you do have a host of deductions and tax breaks, six, in fact, that you might be eligible for.
All right, so count us down. I bet number one, of course, is the mortgage interest deduction.
Yes, of course. It's the granddaddy of homeownership deductions. It simply means that the interest you pay on a mortgage of up to $1 million or $500,000 if you're married filing separately is deductible when you use your loan to buy, build, or improve your home. If you take on another mortgage, like a second mortgage, a home equity loan, or a home equity line of credit to also improve your home or to buy or build a second home, that counts towards the $1 million limit.
All right, great. So what's another homeownership deduction here?
Well, PMI is number two on my list, and PMI stands for private mortgage insurance. It's the insurance your lender requires you get if you didn't make a big enough down payment, usually less than 20% of the loan. And you can deduct the premium on that insurance so long as your adjusted gross income is less than $100,000 or $50,000 for marrieds filing separately.
Okay, what if your adjusted gross income is more than $100,000? Then what?
Well, then your deduction is reduced by 10% for each $1,000 that the AGI exceeds $100,000. So simply, if you make $110,000 or more, you can't claim the deduction because you've hit the 100% mark. And just a side note, if you're married and an individual filing a separate return, then the threshold is a little different. In that case, your deduction is reduced for each $500 that your AGI exceeds $50,000.
All right. Now, this PMI deduction only applies to loans taken out 2007 or later, correct?
Right. And that's correct, though. And the 2014 tax season is the last for which you can take this deduction unless Congress renews it for 2015. Now, that may happen because Congress has acted retroactively in the last several years, but at this point, it's still uncertain.
Okay. Next tax deduction, then.
So number three on my list is prepaid interest, and that's what you pay when you took out your mortgage, usually to secure a better rate. You don't necessarily pay it, but in some cases, if you did pay something at the time of the loan, it's usually to secure a better rate, and they're also called points. And they're generally 100% deductible in the year you paid them along with your other mortgage interest. So if you bought your home in 2014 and paid points, you can deduct those with your 2014 taxes. But if you refinance your loan to get a better rate or shorten the mortgage term or use the money for something other than home improvements like college tuition, then you have to deduct the points over the life of your mortgage. So really simple example, if you refi into a 10-year mortgage and pay $3,000 in points, you deduct $300 per year for 10 years.
Okay. And, of course, you can deduct your property taxes.
Yes, thank goodness. That's a good one, and that's number four. And if you have a mortgage with an escrow account, the amount of the real estate property taxes you paid shows up on your annual escrow statement. And if your lender doesn't pay your taxes, then you receive a bill from the county and you have to pay directly.
Yeah, make sure you don't pay twice if your lender pays. And this happens occasionally with new homeowners who haven't been through this before. They're paying through escrow, but then they get a tax bill and they don't realize they've already paid it.
Yes, very good point, Gil. Thank you. Yeah, that's a very common error. Number five is the vacation home deduction. And that's so if you're the only one using your vacation home, you can deduct mortgage interest and real estate taxes on Schedule A, which is the form you use to itemize, just as you do with your main home. It gets a little bit more complicated when you rent out your home for part of the year, your second home for part of the year. So keep good records about how it's used. And we'll have more links we'll have information on that about vacation home deductions at houselogic.com/radio.
What about the tax credit for energy efficient home remodeling projects?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that one. If you made your home more energy efficient in 2014, you might qualify for this credit. And the credit covers eligible products such as insulation, water heaters, furnaces, roofs, and more. And also just an important note, the credit carries a lifetime cap of $500 and less for some products. So if you've taken it in years past, you have to subtract that before you can take your credit and this for 2014, because there's a $500 limit.
Great. And you can get more information on taxes at houselogic.com/radio. Always, of course, very important to be able to just kind of like see that printed out if you want to. And you can follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, thank you so much.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.